Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Anisha Grange Care Home. On the phone right now, we've got two people from St Francis Hospice. We've got Layla. Good morning, Layla.
Morning, Mike.
How are you today?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
That's my pleasure, as always. And Andy. Morning, Andy.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you today? I've got to ask you the same question.
Well.
No sexism here.
I'm very well, thank you. And as Layla said, we really do appreciate you having us on.
It's always a pleasure. Anything we can do, Andy, to help the local community, and as you're the local hospice, to help you is absolutely fantastic. We bend over backwards for people like you. Now, Layla, you're the marketing campaigns manager, and Andy, you're the community and corporate fundraiser. Is that right?
Right on both parts, Mike.
See, I've done my homework. Now, I was talking to Steve Davis and Ian Lee about the Big Orange quiz, and they said it went fantastic this year.
It was amazing. Really good.
Tremendous support.
The online bit, is it something that you think you'll be doing again in the future, Layla?
Yeah, I think that's the way fundraising is going to go, certainly for the near future, for sure. And we'll definitely be doing quizzes again in the future too.
Andy, as you're the community and corporate fundraiser, do you find it easier online or is it easier in public?
It's a bit of both, really, Mike. Obviously, with a lot of fundraising, the best way to fundraise is face-to-face. But if that means that you're having that over a screen and you're still getting the message across, then most definitely it works either way. You can still, with regards to corporate fundraising, a lot of the businesses I work with, yes, that's done over Zoom, and it works. As long as you're getting the message across and we are receiving the support, which is the most important thing, then, yeah, happy days.
Now, I know you need to, Layla, you need to raise a fortune every single year. Is it like 7.5 million or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's creeping up, actually. I think it's a little bit more than that. But, yeah, I think like most charities, we've been hard hit this year and we just need all the support that we can get.
So if anybody's listening right now and they want to make a donation, £5, £10, £1, £100, how can they go about it?
So you can go onto the website. You can even fundraise via Facebook. You can donate. Or you can call out our fundraisers on 01708 771427 if you want to just make a one-off donation. But there are so many ways that people can support us. And actually, one of the products I really wanted to talk about today was our coffee morning product, which is called it's called Cuppa for Care.
Right.
And it's a really easy way for people to support us. And Cuppa for Care can be anything that people want it to be. It could be a coffee morning. It could be an afternoon tea. It could be a virtual bake-off or a bingo on Zoom.
Oh.
And then obviously with the new rule of six gatherings, it just means that fundraising is going to be in smaller groups, but it can still be done. And six is a good number for gatherings. So, just really urging people to just keep supporting us. And we're just grateful for the support, no matter how little or how large. But, yeah, coffee mornings, we really, really would love people to support us. And just think about going local next time they think about holding a coffee morning.
So, Andy, this new rule of only six people, does that mean you've got to come up with even more ideas than you normally do?
Yeah, but you know what, Mike? Instantly you can think outside the box. Don't think straight away, I can only have six people. Everybody is connected to everybody. So, you know, whoever's hosting that coffee morning, they'll have a brother, they'll have a sister, a mum, a dad, perhaps a nan, a granddad, and work colleagues as well. So my thinking would be, your six can match with another six, can match with another six, and do it all on the same day.
Mm.
Do something magnificent and turn it orange and make it really proud for St Francis Hospice.
So, Cuppa for Care, Layla. There's loads of information about this on the website. Is that right?
There is. So we have a webpage. So it's sfh.org.uk/Cuppa Care, and on there there's all of the information, all of the tips and the ways that you know you could hold a coffee morning, and lots of ways we can support people as well. We can offer raffle tickets, game cards and tips just to help maximize on the fundraising.
Fantastic. Well, fingers crossed this goes really, really well. I really do want to help you as much as I possibly can, because you know, without you, my brother went into a hospice in the last in the last month of his life, really, a couple of years ago. So I know how important the job that you actually do really is. And we really need to help you raise as much as we possibly can, because we want St Francis Hospice to carry on. So if there's anything you ever need us to do.
Just to add to that, Mike, it's just to add to that, it's never more needed them right now.
Yeah.
The hospice, you know, very proudly served the communities for many, many years. But like many charities, we've took a huge financial hit in these months. And really one of the biggest things for us is the London Marathon. And we get huge support from the Brentwood Running Club. But of course, that's all been postponed, rescheduled, whatever way you want to look at it. And we need to raise that much missed funding. So as Layla says, it's cuppa for care, but people, please think outside the box. If you're partial to a glass of Prosecco, have a Prosecco afternoon and do it for the hospice.
Fantastic. So he's coming up with ideas by the second. Layla, Eddie, thank you so much for coming on. And don't forget, if
thanks,
you need
Mike.
Anything else in the future, just to get in touch with us and we'll be more than pleased to help you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for your support, and to all your listeners, thank you very much indeed.
Before I go, Mike, can I just say that also on our website, we have some recipes on there. So if anyone does want to host their own virtual cuppa for care, they can, with a group of friends, follow a recipe to make a delicious orange sponge cake or some orange scones or fairy cakes. So yeah, just thought I'd get that in there too.